Step 8.
Let's play.
Written by Nora Gados.
Illustrated by B.B. Sams.
Book 1. What a sight!
The sky was bright. The light woke Dwight. He wished it was night. Dwight tried to fight with all his might. But he could not fight the light. Dwight went out into the light. The sky is just right for flying a kite.
I want to fly my kite,
sighed Dwight. Dwight started to fly his kite high. Up and up the kite took flight. The kite took flight in the bright skylight. Dwight held on tight. The kite kept flying high. Dwight held on with all his might. Then the light got too bright, and Dwight lost his kite.
This is not right, sighed Dwight. I was holding on with all my might.
Dwight looked up at the light for his kite. What a sight! Book 2. Lucky Penny.
Sandy was happy. Sandy put on her fancy running shoes. Hurry, Sandy, yelled Mommy. Hurry, or we will be really late for the race. Sandy grabbed her lucky penny. Sandy waved to her fluffy puppy. Sandy got to the race. The race started. But Sandy lost her lucky penny. Sandy tripped as she ran by a bunny with floppy ears. Sandy slipped on the soggy path. The sky got foggy, and Sandy got clumsy. Sandy fell in a muddy hole. Sandy looked silly, but she kept on running. Sandy won the race. Then she saw her lucky penny. Sandy was messy, but she was happy. Book 3. Frank and Link.
Frank and Link went to the pool. Frank got in the pool for a dunk.
Come on, called Frank. Come in for a dunk. You will not sink.
Link was thinking about swimming. Link was thinking about dunking, but he did not want to sink. Frank kept swimming and dunking. Link kept thinking about sinking.
Come in, called Frank with a wink. Just think of the pool as a big sink. Come in, called Frank to Link. Just think of the pool as a cool fish tank.
Link got up to look in the pool. Clink, clank went his tags. In went Link. Link sank and sank.
What a dunk! Gasped Link. And what a drink!
Book 4. Rock Climbing.
John wanted to go rock climbing. John wanted to go rock climbing with his pet lamb. John and the lamb walked. John and the lamb walked over a bridge. They saw a sign. The sign said, rock climbing. John and the lamb started to climb. John and the lamb started to climb, but something went wrong. John and the lamb ended up in a knot.
What a wreck, said the lamb.
John twisted his wrist. The lamb knocked his knee. Look at that tree limb, said John. We can wrap the rope on the limb. John and the lamb climbed up the rocks and looked over the edge. Book 5. The Tennis Game.
Justin and Robin stepped onto the tennis court. Justin served to Robin. The tennis game began. The tennis game began on a summer night. Insects were buzzing. Insects were buzzing and spiders were crawling. All of a sudden, Robin saw a hornet. She saw it and forgot to hit the ball.
I am the winner of the tennis game,
yelled Justin.
I am number one.
Robin got upset. Robin got upset. And she hit the tennis ball up into the sky. The ball went over a garden of tulips. The ball went over a kitten in a basket. The ball went over a traffic signal. The ball went over a cabin by a river.
You are the winner of the tennis game, said Robin. But I can hit a tennis ball all the way to Venus.
Book 6. The Big Winner.
Fern got her ball. Fern got her ball for the soccer game. Fern had a silver hat. Fern had a silver hat with a number 6 on it. Fern was a good kicker. But Fern was a slow runner. Fern wanted to be a fast runner. Now it was time for the soccer game. It was game time, but Fern got a letter. Fern looked at the letter. The letter was from her sister. The letter said, "To my sister Fern, you are better than all the other players." Fern ran faster than she ever had. Fern felt like a big winner. Her team won the soccer game. Book 7. Kurt Surfs.
Kurt had an urge. Kurt had an urge to surf. The waves were churning. The waves were churning and curling. Kurt turned away from the waves. Kurt did not want to get hurt. But he wanted to surf, so Kurt had to turn back. Kurt burst into the churning waves. He burst into the waves in a blur. The waves were curling. The waves were curling and hurling. Kurt swam in bursts. Kurt surfed in the waves that were surging. Soon, Kurt was surfing and curving under the curl. Kurt surfed and surfed. He did not get hurt. Kurt did not get hurt, but Kurt got burnt. Book 8. Swirl and Twirl.
Irma loved to dance. Irma loved to dance by the birch trees. A bird saw Irma dancing and swirling her skirt. The bird saw Irma dancing and twirling her shirt. Irma was swirling her skirt and twirling her shirt. Irma was swirling her skirt and twirling her shirt as she danced in the dirt. Irma saw the bird. Irma saw the bird sitting in a birch tree. The bird was chirping. The bird was chirping to Irma.
I want a skirt to swirl, chirped the bird.
Irma made a skirt for the bird, so the bird could twirl with Irma. Irma and the bird swirled and twirled under the birch tree in the dirt. Book 9. The Campsite.
Maxwell got his knapsack. Mary Beth got her flashlight. Maxwell and Mary Beth hiked to the campsite. They hiked barefoot.
I want to make popcorn, said Maxwell.
They ate popcorn.
I want to make pancakes,
said Mary Beth. They ate pancakes.
Look! A rainbow in the sky, said Maxwell.
Look, a butterfly, said Mary Beth.
Maxwell saw a butterfly and a ladybug. They picked blueberries. They picked blueberries and then saw the sunset. As nightfall came, Maxwell said,
I am homesick for my goldfish.
I am homesick for my bedroom, said Mary Beth.
They left the campsite in the backyard and hiked up the driveway. Book 10.
You're it.
Let's play hide and seek, said Pam.
That's a good game, said Sam.
You're it,
yelled Pam. Sam counted to 10. He yelled,
I'm coming to find you.
I can't see your legs, said Sam.
I can't see your legs, and I don't see your arms.
I'll find you, Pam. I won't give up.
Sam didn't give up.
I'm looking under the bushes, said Sam. She's not there.
I'm looking behind the trees, said Sam. She's not there.
I've looked high and low, said Sam.
I've looked and I can't find Pam.
Achoo!
Pam couldn't hold back her big sneeze.
I've got you now. You're it,
screamed Sam.
That's not fair, said Pam.
That's not fair. I couldn't hold back my sneeze.